Okay, you've all had a briefing session with your respective leaders. We are now at the point where we're going to see a presentation of whatever results that are out of that process. If there are any other friendly or constructive or negative amendments to be offered, you have until about 10:12, and I'd like to save a few minutes to have a straight up or down vote at the end of class. And then after that, I should warn you, I do have a few changes I need to propose from my perspective as well. So let's save a little time for that. So with that, I turn the baton over to John Michael. Oh, there he is. Okay. We're starting. So.
We have had a few people just suggest to me that there are a few suggested amendments that were just asked by the group, so I'm going to let those edits be voiced by the voice too.
Sure. So my group suggested that, as of right now, the statute says that we will vote on multiple choice the day that we get the exam back. But my group is thinking that maybe we should vote on that the next class period, so that we might look over the multiple choice to determine whether or not we want it on the final.
So it's hard to do without a projector, but on the paragraph inclusion of multiple choice questions on final examination, the sentence, it's in the very middle of that paragraph, the quantity of multiple choice questions to be included on the final examination will be determined at the discretion of the professor. We want to move that sentence for ambiguity purposes to the very end to make sure that Professor Hester realizes that his discretion only applies to the 5 and 20.
Don't worry, I have my own comments coming.
Okay, so let's just take a quick vote on those two amendments before we discuss.
I'm sorry, what was the first amendment?
Amendment is that we vote on multiple choice instead of the day that the midterms are returned. The class after that, so people have time to look at multiple choice and determine whether or not they want that.
So where would that language go?
Whenever we vote.
So replace date with on the class immediately following the date.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Who would like to have that amendment? Oh, I have a second note.
Okay.
Can we vote?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Pass.
All right,
pass.
Okay.
Second amendment? The moving sentence.
You're also welcome to use voice vote if you want. Sorry, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah,
Hmm?
That's a note that let's vote on the first statute first, and then
okay.
John might go in.
We're going to present the first statute, the final statute without the edits, and then John Michael will present the final statute with edits. We don't think that the edits really have much of an effect of the material of the baseline. We haven't had as much time to look over that, but we think the biggest difference comes from the last provision where it discusses in Title III the reward, where it discusses the watching, and the edit, unlike the unedited version, says that collages will also be distributed to people who, when the collages were distributed, couldn't attend class because they were excused from a university.
Well, and actually, Amanda, what I would suggest is, since we have a statute before us,
okay.
Can we, John Michael, would you mind if we put your suggested revisions in the form of an amendment? And then you can discuss what your proposal is and whether you still want to pursue them.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean that it's just up or down on all of my comments?
Basically, yeah, that's the way the legislative process would be this. There'd be one of you would make a motion on the question. So they would say, would you move to approve this statute? I saw a hand up there.
Can I make a motion to consider his proposed statute as amended to the original?
That's what it would be there. It's only edits to the final statute.
Okay,
so
well, that's my suggestion would be if we
move
to adopt this,
I think he means
then
before
we can
the
have
two
amendments offered to it.
Oh, so. Move to adopt the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution as proposed by the committee of four.
You've done this before, and it's, you've done this before too. Okay. So now it's open for debate discussion. I'd like to offer a friendly amendment or two myself before we get to John Michaels as well, and his groups. I don't need to just say him. Number one, marking the wrong version here. Okay. I am going to ask that we strike the next to last sentence on inclusion of multiple choice questions in final exam, where the weight of the multiple choice question shall not be less than 10% nor exceed 20% of the points. I think on the grading policies of the university, I need to have discretion as to what weight I give the questions. I will give you my personal assurance, I'll be fair, and it won't look too surprising, but I'm not sure I can allow the students to dictate what weight goes to each question. So that's a friendly amendment, and I'll offer that in any seconds. Thank you. All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed? I have a nay. I think you've been outvoted, sorry. Okay, so that was the first one. The second one is, it looks like there's a duplicative sentence. The beginning of return of midterm examination says they'll be returned within 14 days. You take a look, the same sentence occurs as well in the second paragraph in Title I examinations. The midterm examination grade returned within 14 days. So I would move to strike the second, if possible.
So the one under return of midterm examination?
Why strike that one instead of the first one?
Up to you. I'm totally neutral, whichever you prefer.
Okay. I was just curious. I'm fine with that. I mean,
that's not whatever. Okay. So I won't go to the well again, but anyone else want to move that? No one wants to move that one? You want two duplicative sentences in the statute?
No. I move to strike the second sentence of the return of midterm examination.
All right, seconds?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
You guys just
took
one.
Is it struck?
It's struck. Sorry, guys. I'll do it again. All right, last one is a little bit more important. You've asked me to return the answers to the questions, sample multiple choice questions, within 5 days of the date after spring break holiday, which if I'm right is today. I don't think I can do that. So, if possible, can we move that date out to say 15 days? Just roughly? And I'll get to you sooner than that.
That's just the sample ones, right?
Just the sample ones. Okay?
Can we get closer than 15? Can we get this weekend so we have the weekend to work on it?
I'm traveling to D.C. literally today. I won't be back until Sunday.
Okay.
So, I move the question?
So, we're moving it to, is it
15 days rather than 5 days. So, basically, I have until next Friday.
Well, our test is next Wednesday.
Yeah, these are just the sample questions of multiple choice. So, I'll put us.
Not sample as in practice for the midterm.
Yes.
Sample is
okay. It should be for practice or that or for the final if you have.
Yeah, my expectation is I'll have it up by Monday, but just in case. I'm going to be up with EPA and I just don't know how much time I'm going to have to get it done. Don't worry, I promise. I won't leave you studying over the weekend with brand new stuff. All right. So, time's right now. I want to make sure John Michael has a chance to talk too.
Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, John Michael.
Tuesday is April 1st. Okay. Like you said, you're
all
so if you're getting
it's rolling ahead without us. I'll get it by April 1st. That's my personal. But if you give it till Friday, I guess we'll have a
little bit.
Okay. All right, so I think I heard a voice vote with the back of my ear there, and it's approved. Oh, thanks. Only if you're willing to stay through Professor Kumar's class to do it. Okay, so with that, I'm sorry, I'll pass the baton on. Any other amendments to be offered up, either from the drafters or from the floor, please remember time's limited, so be germane if you can.
Very infrequently amendment to offer. I would like to strike the inclusion of multiple choice questions on the final exam.
Second
all references in multiple choice questions.
All right.
Yeah.
Then it's open to debate.
I was going to say, open to debate.
Like I said, only Professor Kumar doesn't mind coming here and seeing you filibustering.
I would encourage anyone who is for multiple choice questions to go and pull your finals from last semester and look at the multiple choice questions that you took and see if you did as well as you think you did.
But I think also in response to that, that's the purpose of having the vote after the midterm. So it might not be on there anyway.
And it also takes a two-thirds vote to approve the midterm, or to approve the multiple choice beyond the final. You will vote if the multiple choice is included on the final after you see how you did on the midterm questions that tester gives us. So you'll already kind of have an idea of how you'll do
it. It will take more people to vote it down at that point. It'll take two-thirds of the class to not have multiple choice at that point. It only takes 50% to not have multiple choice.
It takes two-thirds to have multiple choice at that point, not to not have multiple.
So we're going to get that back, and then you're going to turn around and come look at it one day and figure out if you want multiple choice on the final. I don't know. I kind of said I second the motion, just completely removed.
All right. Well, boy, you guys have had some bad experiences. I can tell.
Right. Raise your hand to keep them right, so you count. All opposed to the multiple choice on the final, even having a vote at all.
You guys realize you're voting to kill multiple choice without ever seeing
it.
I think we have a show of hands because we may have some abstainers. Who are the ones?
Any abstaining?
I'm sorry, can we have quiet in the room for a second? No, we don't.
Are there any abstaining from the vote?
Well, I think typically 26 of you voted in favor to kill multiple choice. We now need to have a show of hands on who are voting against this motion would like to keep multiple choice. Anyone? So,
can I say something?
Okay.
Of course we do.
I think we owe it to ourselves to even see the questions. Even though they don't tell we're not going to have them on the final, they could at least give us an insight to what he's thinking in terms of setting the
Monika, I will say I am going to post multiple choice anyway as a study aid. I'll do that anyway, regardless of whether you guys want the final or not.
This is simply a motion for even having the vote for the two-thirds vote on to have them on the final. So all hands in favor.
Well, I think you have two very. If you guys would be quick, weren't you?
Okay.
I was just going to say the midterm is potentially can't help us, and if you don't think that you're going to do, you're not going to like the multiple choice, you're not going to be able to see it before the midterm. So you could do well on the essay portion and not do well on the multiple choice portion, and you won't have a chance, you know, to use that to.
Well, I'll simply say it's the other way around. The midterm can't hurt you, but you're right. You'll have a limited window to see how it went.
I think the way this is written, it gives you a chance to look at the questions, even though you know you may not do as well as you'd like on the midterm. But it gives you a chance, and then it also gives you a chance to vote it down if you really don't like it later. So it won't be included on your final exam, which is what the ultimate grade is based on. And based on the way it looks right now, you know, just a few more people go either way, and you'll be just fine taking it off or leaving it on. And just, you know, give your chance to look at least five questions or whatever. And maybe it'll actually be beneficial for testing things like the legislative process. That'd be hard to write a question on. You have to work that in with your legislative analysis.
Okay. And with that, I'm sorry, our time is up.
If it helps everyone, it helps no one.
Yeah, that's kind of a nihilistic view, but yes. So I'm sorry, guys, we kind of need to have the vote. 26 of you have said yes. How many of you?
Just striking it. And who is voting yes to include the provision that's already in place for having a two-thirds vote if we want to include multiple choice?
Well, I know. I think the amendment was to strike any multiple choice. So these are the people who want
to
kill.
Do you guys want to strike the stuff that talks about multiple choice in the?
This means you want multiple choice.
No.
You have to want the vote.
You want to vote.
5, 6.
Basically,
a lot closer than I thought.
Can you ever turn on the music?
That does not even sound
okay. Guys, I'm sorry. I think we don't have time for a recount or a roll call for it. So, time's up. I know Professor Kumar is probably pacing the hallway right now. We probably need to call for a vote then, unless John Michael, you have things that...
That doesn't add up to 76.
Do I hear a motion?
Motion and debate.
Motion and debate?
Motion to end
debate.
End debate,
thank you. I was worried there for a second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right then, so the motion before the floor is whether to approve this statute. All in favor of approving the statute as amended, show of hands, aye.
Wait, the final one that without the edits?
No, the one that we've just done with the edits we just made.
Okay.
So this is as edited with our floor debate. Who would like to have this? I'm sorry, what? We're voting on the statute as amended on our floor debate, which includes a multiple choice language. All right. All right, and who's voting nay? Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Six. Okay. So what do you have for, what are your numbers for, if you mind?
I
get
a
chance to count. I was 50.
This is 23.
So recount, all in favor of the statute?
This is a recount. In favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Okay, 34.
36.
You have 36. 35. Thank you, Brian. Let's see if there's enough of a difference, close enough to the vote to make a difference. All opposed?
35.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Is that what you got?
Yes.
All right. That was a lot more contentious than I thought, guys. So I think we've got approval of the statute as amended. You guys have any other concerns or questions at this point?
Are you going to write up one that includes the amendments to distribute?
Yeah, I'll send out a cleaned up version with the changes. All right, well then, thank you very much. Final point, here's another thing. Look at the statute. I'm offering a bounty. To the person who can either give me a lethal flaw in the statute based on the principles I'm taught in this class, or, short of that, who can give me, in my sole, undisclosed, undisputed opinion, the best critique, and just one, I don't need a laundry list. The winner has a pair of Astros tickets. These will be my season Astros tickets, which are behind the visiting dugout, about five rows back. It's the one where they toss the baseball to you as they run off the field, if you're particularly pathetic looking. So, I won't tell you which game. You may get a preseason game, but nonetheless, it's a pair of tickets.
Red Sox. No.
Not going to happen. I can give you, let's see, Devil Rays. But anyway, so with that in mind, I'll post more details about that, but look at the statue with an eye to kill it and use all the tools we've learned about, and then I'll give the details on how to submit your comments to me. With that, have a great weekend, everybody. I hope you can join me for lunch today.
Can I participate in the killing?
Of course. I think you'd probably be easy as a kid.
Professor?
The 66% is
for high school. Oh, no, no,
66% is for high school. We had a Senate table. We had a possible high school. Well, this is a straight up Vermont town. I thought we had an animal. That was a piece of cake. That was a little surprise.
They were moving the bird.
Yeah.
I'm great. I'll be flying.
What am I doing in your class? thanks, sir. I just want.
Last.
Thank you. I should warn you, I could not get the mic system to work. Someone had unplugged the computer entirely, and all the systems were dead. I've sprung a power cord. I had it on earlier. It just wouldn't work.
Oh, okay, I'll try it.
Maybe it's had a chance to boot up. The computer is also...
off.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, no, it's okay. You're just saying the green light wasn't on here.
Yeah, it was
oh,
on
it
earlier.
It was on before, and it still
but
there.
In particular, the computer would not turn on at all.
Oh, lovely.
So, good luck.